Blog Talk Radio.
May life from heaven grow in those who understand you and who are to be your people, Lord. May your will be done, Lord God, until your kingdom comes in its fullness, and then the world may see that Jesus Christ is the Lord to your glory, O God, O Father. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's play some music here.
I could hold on. Thank you.
The Bible makes it clear that as brothers and sisters in Christ, we are meant to both give and receive encouragement. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 to 25 says, "Let us hold fast the confessions of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful, and let us consider how to stir up one another's love and good works, okay, not neglecting to meet together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." Have you ever thought about it? How you could change the day of a complete stranger? Just a few kind words. Jesus knew the power of encouragement. He loved to use the tool of encouragement to direct the disciples into a life God intended for them. Jesus spoke life into people he encountered. He encouraged the outcast, the downhearted, the needy. A perfect example of the power of encouragement can be found in the story of Zacchaeus. In Luke chapter 19, verse 1 through 10 reads, "He entered Jericho and was passing through, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich, and he was seeking to see who Jesus was. But on account of the crowd, he could not because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. For he was about to pass that way, and when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today.' So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when he saw it, they all grumbled, 'Has he gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner?' And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, 'Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone or anything, I restore it fourfold.' And Jesus said to him, 'Today salvation has come to this house, since he is also a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost.'" Jesus encourages an outcast tax collector and changed the trajectory of his life. He simply told Zacchaeus that he wanted to spend time with him, followed through with the commitment. An entire town was blessed. Zacchaeus got his income through overtaxing his people for the betterment of Rome and himself. He was cast from society and hated by those around him. Jesus, in the dismay of others, encouraged Zacchaeus to spend time with him and change his life. See, you can live like Jesus today. Who needs an encouraging word from you? Who needs to be encouraged by you simply wanting to spend some time with them? There is grace on your life to minister to the hurting and lonely around you. There's grace to minister like Jesus. Walk in a relationship with your Heavenly Father. Live with the knowledge that you are fully loved, and love others through the power of encouragement. So take some time to meditate on what the Bible says about encouragement. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. "Therefore encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing." Ephesians 4:29. Okay, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25, "Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad." So ask the Lord whom he would have encouraged you today. Maybe it's a coworker that seemed down lately, a family member going through a hard time, or even a stranger that just needs a kind word. Thirdly, ask God how he would have you encourage that person. It could be as simple as sending a text message or taking someone out for a meal. Maybe it's a few kind words to help financially. Ask the Spirit to help you follow his leadership. The Bible makes it clear that the tongue wields incredible power. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits." So choose to speak life today. Choose to honor those around you instead of the condemned. Choose to see the grace God has placed in people around you, to see past the facade and tough exterior people put up and speak to the heart. God intends for you to both give and receive encouragement. Who will you speak life into today? I highly suggest you read Romans chapter 12, and it'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Well, let's get into the most important question of all, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because I will give you the chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing where to go and which way is up or down? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in life, or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, okay, sexual immorality, overeating, gambling. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away, but in order for him to do so, folks, guess what? He's got to know you. If he does not know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question tonight is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Okay? And also, if you said this prayer, we would like you to call in the area code 657-383-1487. Amen. Yes, please call on the area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. You press the 1 key, you'll come on live, and you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Okay. We've got a caller. Let's take a caller. Okay, 432, which should be Clay. Clay, is that you?
Hey, how you doing there, Kenny? I'm just in the restroom taking a turd biscuit. Hold on.
Okay.
All right, I'm done.
All right.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
All right. So, did you hear Joey? Joey is a crack addict?
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I don't think he is.
Yeah, his family said that he threatened one of his sisters to get him some meth from a dealer. I heard that from his family.
Oh, well, maybe it's true. I don't know.
And he's supposed to be some type of theologian? I think he's a methologian.
I don't know. I don't get involved into the politics of things. I just go by what the person's heart is. Okay?
Yeah, that's true. That's true, but we're all supposed to pray for him.
Yes, that's true. That's true. We are supposed to pray for people.
Why don't you just say a prayer for Joe?
Okay. Well, let's let's all gather with our bow our heads, okay, as we pray for our brother Joe. Okay, Joe, okay, may God bless you, okay, and, you know, I hope you aren't involved in methamphetamine, okay, alright, because, you know, that is bad, okay, that is really bad. Yes, okay, and if you are, okay, may God take it away from you. Okay, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise name. Amen.
Amen. That was a good prayer there, Pastor Ken.
Thank you.
Any more callers?
Nobody's pressed the one key yet.
Oh, just me and you.
Yep, so far. Oh, somebody just pressed the one key. Okay. Okay, let's take the call. Hello, 111.
Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
That's pretty good, pretty good. Are you still sick? Are you feeling better or what?
I'm feeling better.
That's good. That's good. Well, I was listening to the show the other night, when GC2 called in.
Yeah.
And you hung up on him. What was that all about?
I don't really know.
I mean, was it something you said or what?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I don't remember, but it was something he said.
Okay. Well, I think he was just trying to give you some constructive criticism. I think is all it was. I think he was frustrated because he had tried to talk to you about it, you know, a few times off air, but so it wasn't even a discussion that he wanted to have on air, I believe. I was just confused about all of that.
Oh, okay, yeah, me too. Okay.
Okay. Maybe you should apologize to him for hanging up. I mean, if you want to, I think that would be a good idea.
Okay.
I think that like everything that DC2 says. I mean, it's out of love and just trying to help. I mean, so I wouldn't, you know, don't take it personal. He's just trying to give you some constructive criticisms. All it is, you know. And y'all
okay.
Get way back too.
All right. Anyway, like I said, it's over the bridge. It's done with.
And hey,
okay.
I liked how you called Joey out in the chat room when he was trying to plug his stuff like he always does. That's the only reason he calls in.
Well, nobody's going to go to the NSM, okay, the National Socialist Movement. Okay, nobody wants to hear that rhetoric.
Right, right.
You know, when
that,
there's a godly
that's just
soul.
Joey, I mean, he's like, he's always looking out for himself. That's all he cares about. He's a piece of garbage, in my opinion. And most people that know him agree with me. The more you learn about the guy, I mean, the more you know that he's a freaking scumbag. Is anyone else on the line?
Yeah, I believe Leroy is. Okay, let me bring on Leroy. Let me bring on Leroy.
Hey, good evening, Pastor Ken. Yeah, I had to call you because Joe's in your room. I'm doing all right. So I had to call him because Joe's in your room, and he went on about me tonight for 30 minutes on his show and would not let me be unmuted so he could tell his fictional lies. But he came up with some good stories. It had to take him at least 10, 15 minutes to come up with them. But most people that know me and know him now know who the hell the liar is. So, you know, I think I'm not going to talk about him too much other than we all know the facts and everybody else knows. And but I think, you know, this is the honest truth. If you don't believe it, you can look it up on Facebook, search her profile's public. His wife has been begging for help, for mercy, just to get away. It's all out there. Look, I think we should be praying for her tonight. Hopefully she can find some resolution, or that Joey could become a man and start taking care of his family and loving his, well, it's not his wife, his girlfriend. And, take it back to, you know, kindle the relationship a little bit and become a family man again. Start spending time with the kids fishing, not just throwing them in the backseat of the car, driving down the road to back home again. And, you know, let's
Amen.
To be wholesome and be one with God also means nurturing and providing for your family from day one, not just spreading the seeds between her legs and then reaping the benefits later by collecting the government checks. Okay, so he needs to, like I said, I'm not going to talk bad about it. We all know what he does, but he's living an unholy life, and he needs to find God. He really does. And we need to pray, whether what or not happens, that either his girlfriend or him get a change real quick, or both of them, and maybe for the better. And that's all I'll say about that. But I think we should pray for his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's choosing drugs over his family is what he's doing.
Yeah, and I'm not going to tell you. Everybody knows about that. So I'm not going to put it out on God's Radio's Ministry show. But it is fact. It's not fiction. There's, you know, we're just not going to put it out here.
Right.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I agree with all that 100%.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, okay. Well, I definitely pray for his girlfriend then, okay, that she may get help from the Lord, okay, if she needs to get away, she gets away, okay, if she wants to work on the relationship. Okay, and Joseph wants to work on a relationship together. Okay, may they do that. Okay, so
that's some good advice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen to that.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. We got another caller that's been waiting. We bring it on. Hello, 111. You're on the air.
I am taken by 5,000 cell taken.
Okay. Whatever that was.
That sounds like hate.
Huh?
That sounded like an alien.
I don't know what it was, but it's not godly.
Maybe one of Joey's friends.
Maybe. Who knows? All right. reading all the messages in my chat room. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, yeah, Leroy. Yeah, bring your sister on.
She may be sleeping now. I'll message her, but she's not getting to a show. She's already said that. If you talk, I don't know which sister you're talking about. The one that is also a dope head like he is, or and the one that he threatened to break their jaw on last Friday because.
Yeah, the one he threatened to break the jaw on.
Oh yeah, she won't come on. She won't come on. She's already said she's not gonna get. She don't want to get in the mess. She gave me one info she did because he fired her because he could not. She could not get the meth dealer to answer the door. So he went on a fiending trip and got all upset and mad and fired her and threatened to break her jaw. The links to her actual posts on Facebook, well, her messages along with screenshots were shared up in your chat room by Green Sorbet. And they're actual screenshots, so they're not modified.
Okay.
Now, the other sister is, we have a sister in between us in Connecticut. She may actually call in sometime. She's tried to call in his show, but he will not recognize her number. He won't take her number because he's another one, just as our mother did on Easter Sunday. One of the holiest days of the year, ratted him out and told the truth. He hung up on her. He also told her to shut up, called her mommy dearest, constantly interrupted her. Is that something you do to your mother?
No. No.
Exactly.
Bible says to honor thy mother and thy father.
Yes, that's the fifth commandment.
And he preaches this crap on his show, and he doesn't believe in it. He just preaches it because he uses it for scam opportunities. He gets people to donate him money, just like his friend out in California. Yeah, the pedophile. And I'm sorry. I know we should forgive people for things that they've done in the past. But when you're a pedophile, there is no forgiveness for you. None.
Bible says that if you pick on one of the little ones, it'd be good for you to tie a noose around your neck, around a stone, and go to the deepest ocean. That's what the Bible says.
That's right. Now he's throwing names around. He's getting excited in the chat room. He's posting. He's typing away. That's the fastest his fingers have ever typed. There's probably smoke coming off his keyboard because it ain't seen that much action since the last time he watched some midget gay porn. So he's typing away, and he's throwing names out there now, and he better watch out with the names he throws out there because it's bad enough. He can't even go – my mother lives down a mile-long gravel road. He won't even drive all the way down it to pick his sister up that works with him or go next door to his rental property that still has a toilet sitting out in the front porch with a boat in the front yard filled with trash. There's shit all over the floor in the house. I mean, literally shit. He won't even go there because he's too scared. He has to wait for Daddy Bitbanker to come down from Connecticut before he can go there.
That's your car, so, Joey. Shit tank.
Yeah, that's not rental property. That's a shithole. Now he puts
shit
in his chat room, ask my renter. He doesn't have a renter live there in 2 or 3 months. Because you know who cares, Joe? You tell lies. You remember that boy across the street growing up, Billy Ryan? That's all he did. He'd go to school, tell people he had a Corvette in his garage and everything else, and it was his when he turned 18. Well, the fucker didn't even have a garage. So that's who you are. You tell lies to damn impress people when they'd be more impressed if you just shut up and told the truth.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess you got a point there.
Hey, Ken, the truth never hurts. The truth hurts people's feelings, but you know what? God will never hold you telling the truth against you.
That's true. That's true.
Anyway, you got any more callers? I'm gonna. I gotta go let the dogs in the house.
Yeah, I got some more callers. Okay.
All right, I'll hush up.
All right. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is this
Kevin?
No, this is Tomas. Hello, my name is Tomas Villaroba. I am the cousin of Tony Villaroba.
No, oh, you're not. No, he's not. That's Rico. Okay, and he's gone. Okay, 111. 111, you're on the air.
Nigger.
Okay. All right.
What? I mean, Kenny, it's possible that's Tony S. cousin. I mean, they're both Spanish, aren't they?
Yeah. Okay,
hello.
Hello, DC2.
DC2 in the house. Hell yeah.
What's up, baby? How y'all doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right, Kenny. Doing all right. I was hoping Joey would call in, you know, wanted to hear some more of his storytelling, but I guess tonight he can't figure out how to use the phone because he's too busy typing. But that's all right, brother. I'm well, my man. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
Amen.
So why is that Faraz? Is that his brother or cousin that just called? Who was that guy?
Yeah,
his cousin.
Amen.
Called in? Why don't you hang up on him, Kenny?
That wasn't his cousin. That was Rico.
You just said it was his cousin. Didn't he just say it was his cousin, Bo? I'm confused, I'm just confused.
He did.
Well, what I meant was that was Rico pretending to be.
It was an imposter. It was imposter Tomas. All right,
yeah.
I got it. My fault, Kenny. Sorry about that. So, Kenny, how has the Lord touched you this week so far, early in the week? I mean, since the last show, have you been touched by the Lord at all? Amen?
Yes, I have.
Well, that's very, very descriptive, Kenny. Can you give us a little more, though?
Yes, I can. The Lord touched me, told me to keep doing what I'm doing, okay?
Oh.
So I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing.
All right. Amen, brother.
What have you been doing?
The show.
Whoa. You do like one show a week now, though.
No, yeah. I've been doing more than
once
a week.
Kenny.
I do it more than once a week.
Kenny, has the Lord spoke to you about the cigarillos at all? I mean, I really feel like the Lord would tell you, you know, spiritually, if you will, that you should not be partaking in cigarillos, brother, because of the COPD. Or is he not? Has he told you that or no?
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Are you Kenny? Then why are you still smoking cigarillos? How are you going to go against the Lord, brother? Or did he just tell you?
I'm trying to quit. I have been working on it.
Amen. Well, I hope God understands that you're trying your best and that, you know, that you're doing the best you can, brother. Amen.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
And, I mean, on the bright side, I mean, thankfully it's not meth or crack like Joey, you know. Smoke, so.
Oh, that's true.
There's that.
That is true, Kenny. That is true. Joey don't have no teeth, Kenny. Joey's teeth are all gone, brother. He smoked them all out. They all gone. Look like a graveyard, his mouth.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, Joey's not eating any corn on the cob, that's for sure.
Kenny, You sound a little slow tonight, brother. You okay? Like, you
yeah,
you sound real, real slow. Like, delayed almost. You notice that,
bro? No, I've been reading some of the comments that's been going on in my chat room.
Oh. Oh.
What are they saying?
Let's see. Okay, David Vandermelon typed, Joseph Gibson, any plans on returning to the Gold Coast? Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's the guy that beat Joe's ass years ago.
And Joe just called in. Okay.
Bring him on, brother. Is Leroy still on the line?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. This is beautiful.
Amen.
This is beautiful.
So
godly.
Let's bring Joe on the line. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, you're going to bring him on the line and yell over me, then I'm just going to hang up. So I'm just letting you know that right now. But if you read the chat room,
hang on.
All right,
God's
Rainbow Ministries, can you mute these callers, please? Because you could tell by the chat room he was proven wrong. Okay, he was proven wrong because he openly admits it. He says his father sent him money. It wasn't me that sent the money. Why would his dad, 750 miles away, send him money send money to me to give to him? Why would he do that?
Why?
I lent Leroy money. Listen, I lent Leroy
because
money
because he was
over
750 miles away, you dumbass, and you're five miles away.
So why would he send it directly to you?
You're not going
to
go on for 10 minutes with no rebuttal. You're not going
to
go on for 10 minutes with no damn.
Can you mute him?
Because he gave me cash, and he said he would pay you back to get the money from you.
How can he give me cash 700 miles away? How can he give me cash 700 miles away?
Because he gives you $1,600 a month to live on. He gives you $1,600 a month to live on. Support your family, Joe.
God's Rainbow Ministries, can I give you cash right now?
Joe,
I got some rocks. Oh. Look, he's a liar.
Joe, I got some rocks.
First of all, why would you need cash anyway, Leroy? You live a good life, I thought.
Does everybody need a screenshot? Does everybody need a...
Wait a second.
That was four and a half years ago.
Doesn't he live the good life? Doesn't he live the good life?
I do.
Yes. That's what he says.
I do now.
So why would he need cash? Why would he need to give him cash? Why would his dad
go
on that for long when you get fired?
I got a good life.
Anyway,
I got a good life. Why does his daddy got to give him cash?
Oh, I do know where he works. Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I
do.
You want me to announce it? You want me to announce it? You really want that?
Yeah, please. Yeah. I do want you to announce it. Tell everybody where Leroy works. Where Jason Gibson at 232 Southbrook Drive works. Because you don't know.
Now,
you're full of shit, Joey.
Jason Gibson.
You've been
Jason
full
Gibson.
Of shit
yeah.
your whole fucking life.
Don't worry. Don't
I
worry.
I just announced my own name.
It,
so you,
I'm not going to
you're
incriminate
not hurt
myself.
Me by announcing my name or my address.
I'm not going to your boss has already been notified by other people, not me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so don't worry. You're going to
know who my boss is.
What's
his name? What's his name?
Don't know it.
What's my boss's name?
Don't worry about it. I know how they call me.
No.
Hey, you're going to tell me that
Joey,
your bill collectors
you're a fucking
don't
compulsive
call my
liar.
Phone number.
You're on
telling me your bill
collectors
don't call me.
You've been a compulsive liar before you went to prison.
Why do you care?
Ever since you
why
was a little
you care?
Kid.
Why do you care?
Because you
why
scammed
you
our family members out of hundreds of thousands of dollars,
family.
You piece of shit.
I did?
Yeah, Auntie Helen.
I did?
Auntie Helen. How much money did you get from Auntie Helen?
I scammed her. Wait,
how much money? How much money did you
get
from Aunt Helen before she died?
Did you ever pay Bitbanker back? Did you ever pay Bitbanker back?
How much money? Did you $100 if he wants his $100 back, tell him to call me. I'll give him double.
Well, why did you have got to wait 4 years for it? Why didn't you just give it back?
Because he told me to keep it, and he was giving it to you to give to me. You're a dumb motherfucker. And it was $100, not $100,000. You're comparing $100 4.5 years ago to $100,000.
But you lived a good life.
I do now. You're right. I do.
Well, why wouldn't you just send it to him in a birthday card? Why wouldn't you send it to your father in a birthday card?
Why
wouldn't
you
do that? You lived a good life.
Hey, Ken, mute his ass. I'll tell him exactly why.
Why doesn't he, Ken?
If you won't shut up.
He lived a good life, Ken. He lived a good life, right?
You
want to
know why?
He's so great. Everyone else is
Ken, mute him, and I will tell him
why.
Then you can unmute him.
Ken, why wouldn't he just send it to him?
Unmute him. I mean, mute his ass.
Right.
So
no,
I can respond. Mute him so I can respond. So I'm going to tell him.
Okay,
I'm going to tell him why I... First of all, it was a gift. He said give. He gave it to Joey to give to me. Second of all, another thing.
He's been down here how many times in the past 20 freaking damn years? Do you know my daughter is 17 years old, didn't even know he was their grandfather because he's only seen him one time in 17 damn years. How many times have you been down here to play with your damn retarded kids? Okay? So don't go tell me BitBanker is just as big as a piece of shit for supporting you, not helping any of his other family out that needed help at a time. Talking about our other sister, younger brother Justin, who, by the way, whose company had to change their name to J.A. Gibson Landscaping because you stole J. Gibson Landscape when he was in Connecticut, and he was losing a bunch of business saying, we don't want to deal with that damn guy. So, yeah, don't tell me nothing about our father, okay, and why I didn't pay him back. That son of a bitch should be giving me the shirt off his damn back, if anything. And I'll mention one more thing before you unmute him. 4.5 years ago, he's right, I borrowed $100 freaking. I was unemployed for 2 months, but I had enough money to pay my mortgage payment, my vehicle payment. What else goes along with the household? Food, I don't know, you know, internet. For 2 months before I said, hey, can I borrow $100? Things are getting tight. And you know what? Now I do live a good life now. You're right. I do. I make damn good money according to North Carolina standards. You don't know where I work. You don't know my boss. You don't know his damn name or any damn thing else. So don't pass around threats just because your daddy pays your bills. $1,600 a month, okay? And you take the money you get from your landscaping business and you smoke it up in some damn Coke can you poked holes in the middle of the night. So don't give me that damn shit. Keep threatening your sister, your younger sister. Keep threatening other women. But you know what? You can threaten me too, but everybody knows because there's pictures out there. I took pictures. That's why I sat there on the side of that road Sunday. You didn't see my phone up in the window while I was smiling? You said I was smiling? I took pictures. But you went back so fast by me, I couldn't get nothing but the back of your damn car because you were scared shitless. And Sabrina was texting me the whole time, please stop, please stop. We don't want no trouble. We don't want no trouble. Just like the day underneath 158 and 220. I sat there and had my Mountain Dew and Slim Jim. We were supposed to be. You didn't show up. You talk damn game. You can't back up shit. The only thing you can back up is to sit on your toilet and take a shit because you are a piece of shit, Joe. You always have been since the day you was freaking born. The best part of you ran down your damn mother's leg. Now you can unmute him.
Well, he dropped, okay, but
what
he's still in the chat room, so he's listening, okay,
all right.
Okay, and he sent me a private message saying I've been crank calling Mr. I don't know who I've been crank calling. I haven't been crank calling anybody. He said your
Ken,
own
he's
friend,
delusional.
Your own friend
Ken, he's
sent
delusional.
You out, okay.
He's scared
shitless
of Leroy. He runs like
the
wind every time Leroy
says that. Like I'm supposed to be scared of the FBI. What the heck did I do that the FBI has me? Okay? I have a show, comes on, okay? You come on, you two argue, okay? All right?
Ken, don't
so
worry
I am
about
gonna,
it.
I am going to keep
Joey's
doing
crazy.
What I'm doing, Joe. That's right. I am going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Okay?
That's
why
Kenny get it back.
And as far as you're concerned, Joe, okay, I don't know what's going on with you, brother, but you need to change your ways, man. Okay?
Amen.
Now, that's just, Kenny I like to see. This is the old
you
Kenny.
Know, you know,
Kenny's back.
For some reason, you got this conspiracy theory that everybody's out to get you, okay? Nobody's out to get you, okay? These people are just maybe tired of your stuff, okay?
Amen.
You know? You know, that's all I can say to that. You know, Joe.
Amen, Kenny.
Yeah. So if you wanna call back in, Joe, and talk, okay, call back in and talk. Okay, but
he's
don't
too scared,
run,
Joey.
Man
he's,
the fuck
he's
up
too
and
scared.
Call back in.
Don't
run,
me with
all.
Run
off.
Crap.
Because
I haven't done anything to you, Joe. Okay? I haven't done nothing
tell him,
to
Kenny.
You.
You tell him, Kenny.
Okay.
Amen.
Joe's too scared. He ain't going to call back. He's scared. He probably made number two right next to his son Noah's number two in the house. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we got a bunch of 111 callers. Let me bring on some 111 callers here. Okay, let's see. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, Kenny. How are you?
Oh!
Oh, Alfonso, I am wonderful. How are you?
Oh, my God. Honey, I am blessed and highly flavored. I wanted to call in and I wanted to say hello. You're doing a great job tonight, darling. I'm just sitting here in my silk pajamas with my silk shirt on, and I'm smoking a cigar, not a cigarello, a cigar now, because it's the size of, you know what, we're on a radio show, and it's godly, so I can't really get into it. Hashtag, you know what I'm talking about. Great show so far, Kenny, darling. How are
you? Amen, amen.
Well, thank you. I'm blessed and highly favored, too.
Amazing, amazing. I, however, want to share a story. First of all, hello, Leroy. How are you? This is Alfonso.
Hello, Alfonso. Good to talk to you.
Very nice, very nice. Now, I want to explain something about Joseph. You see, I dated Joseph. He catfished me back a couple months ago. And he sent me that picture of him back in, I think, 1995 or whatever, when he was all drugged out and skinny. And I said, oh, my God, he's not a bad-looking guy. So I go out to North Carolina to meet him, okay? And I finally meet him, and it's, oh, my God, he is not the person I thought he was. Darling, you want to talk about catfish? This has more catfish than New Orleans combined with anything else in the world, darling. Let me tell you. Okay, the Dirty South wants their entree back. So much catfish. This man looked like, at first I thought I was getting a big, strong man. Instead, I got the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And on top of that, darling, he insinuated that I had money. He assumed I had money, which I do from my old DJing and hair dressing business. But darling, he tried to, and I don't want to say it on the air, but he took out his dentures, darling. He took out his dentures and he offered me oral sex for me to give him meth. He thought I was a dealer. Everyone that knows me knows I'm not a dealer. I'm a DJ.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
He never told me about that one, Alfonso.
Oh, my God. He, you know what he does? He lies about his family. Big banker, your dad, not a bad person. He used to send them funds from Connecticut. And he used to say, go get your girlfriend something nice. Go get your kids something nice. He used to spend the money on drugs and condoms. And we never used a condom, darling. I wasn't going to have sex with him. Oh, my God. It would have been like having sex with a dead beached whale because he smelled
Alfonso,
like one.
Alfonso, I know this for a fact. One time, he actually took some of them drugs and put them in a condom and tied it shut and swallowed it. And I asked him, what the hell was he doing? I mean, the dumb son of a bitch, he said he had a fucking headache.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he was smuggling. He does that a lot, darling. You know what he did? We went to a fundraiser one time. It was Toys for Tots. And what he would do is he'd steal the little Hot Wheel micro cars. He would put them in his anus and smuggle them out the door. And he'd poop them all out and try to sell them. He would try to sell them back to the children, darling. That's what he was trying to do. For drug money. That's unholy and ungodly. Am I right or am I wrong, Pastor Ken?
That's ungodly. That's ungodly.
That's definitely ungodly. That is 100% ungodly. Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Hey. Amen.
Amen.
Well.
Oh, my God.
Kenny.
Oh, my God.
We got some other callers here. let me take some other callers here real quick. Okay.
Amen.
We got another 111. Okay. All right. Let's try another one. 111. One 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 drop. Let's try another one. Hello. Okay.
Oh my God! All those annoying noises—they went all the way down to my toes and past my, you know what?
Some people do that. You know, they wait all this time to, you know, just to make noises.
I think we should take this time to pray for Joey because he needs prayers. He needs a miracle. And my goodness gracious, I'm sure he needs an enema because some of those quandoms are still stuck up there. So why don't we all, Pastor Ken, would you mind putting us through a couple of prayers, please, for Joey, Gibby, or what
in
I feel like to call
get
him,
on,
Joey
prayer, Pastor Ken, we don't get to get back on. I really respect the fact that you allow people to talk on your show, even if you don't agree with them or anything else like that. You let them talk. You don't interrupt them. You let them have it. And then when it's time, you cut them off. That's a good job on your part.
Well, thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, let's see. We got a couple more callers to get to. Okay. 210. 210.
Hi, Kenny. It's Sam from Samtown. How are you, honey?
Oh,
I'm fine. How about you?
Oh, my God.
Kenny, I'm very bored with the show. So I was planning, you know, Texas is opening up and
yes,
Memorial Day is coming.
This Friday.
Can we go down to the river? Kenny, would you be interested in joining me down at the river?
I'm not going to be going anywhere right now because even though San Antonio is opening up, okay,
Kenny's not opening up.
I don't want to take a chance with the COPD, take a chance and get anything, okay? So I'm not going to be going anywhere anytime soon, okay?
Okay, not soon, but let's pencil you in for Labor Day.
Okay, sounds great.
Amen.
Oh, that's great,
eight.
Honey. And I'm going to use a permanent marker.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I'm so excited.
So,
Kenny, how are you doing, honey? What are you doing to keep busy?
Not so much. Just doing what I'm doing, getting the show ready, stuff like that, you know. Watch a little TV here and there.
What kind of shows are you watching on TV, honey? Netflix?
No, I don't really watch Netflix. I've been watching, you know, like Law and Order and stuff like that. And,
gay porn.
Hey, Kenny,
I
saw the pornography traffic. Pornography traffic is really high right now, so I think we need to pray for all those viewers of the pornography.
Yeah, I don't watch porn.
Hey, man, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Kenny got rid of his porn stash, the chicks with dicks. He got rid of all that. He's a godly man. Amen.
Maybe
can you say
a little prayer for them, Kenny?
Chicks with dicks.
Yeah, I say a prayer for all the porn dealers. Okay.
Amen.
Okay. For all your porn dealers, please, you know, okay, you know, you need to stop and think about what you're doing. Okay, you're putting out smut. Okay, for people to use their stuff for different reasons. Okay, what they're supposed to. Okay. So I would hope that you all would cut that out, okay, and give it and let God come into your lives. Amen. Amen.
Amen. You a wordsmith, brother. That was so well put. Oh, Lord have mercy. Kenneth, you were talking about preparing for your show, brother. Like, what goes into to one of your shows? Like, you said you really have to prepare, like, the last week or so. You've just been preparing for your show. What all goes into that, per se, Kenneth?
Well, I figure out what kind of message I want to bring. Okay, I get the message and I put it up on my screen. Okay,
Excuse me, can I break in real quick, Ken? If you have a, I think it's going to be a 203 number on your panel, put them through. We're not going to attack her or nothing like that. She's probably going to play a little neutral, but it'll be a first-time caller also.
I haven't got a 203 yet.
Okay, if you do, I know you don't have much left of your show, so.
Yeah.
I have a confession, and I know it's supposed to be private, but I had some pornography issues when I was younger and straight, and I was quite addicted to a website. It's no longer online. It was fatchicksandpartyhats.com. And I'm glad to say that I kicked my habit, honey.
That's what I'm about.
That's good.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, honey.
Amen. Okay, let's bring on 909. It should be Beanie. Okay.
Oh,
hey, Beanie. How you doing?
Doing all right, eh? You know, I got a new girlfriend now, eh? Yeah, she's fine, hoes. She used to do porn, eh? Yeah, she used to do porn, but now she doesn't do it, eh? But, man, she'd be hooking me up, eh?
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, like I met her at church.
That's a good place to meet women.
Yeah, you know. And then she followed me into the men's restroom, you know, and she asked me if I needed prayer. And I said yes. And she said to close my eyes, you know. So I closed my eyes, and all of a sudden, you know, I was like, oh, my God. She was down on her knees praying. And I was feeling it, oh. Yeah. I was like, and the pastor came in and said, hey, what are you doing here? I was saying, no, she just prayed for little Beanie. And then he left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but any more callers?
We got one more caller from 111. Let's bring him on. 111, you're on here.
Hello, Pastor Keaton. How are you doing tonight, y'all?
I'm doing great, Sven. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for the asking. I am just trying to hang in there during these crazy times, y'all.
Yeah. Yes.
Ooh. And I hope that everyone
just
else...
real quick, can you set the show for overtime?
Yes, I guess.
Do it, Kenny. We're having a good time, brother.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
What show?
Sorry about that, Sven. Continue, please.
It's a pleasure.
Okay. It's set for overtime.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Anyways, I hope everyone else is having a good time and is in good health during these crazy times.
Yes, it is crazy times, that's for sure. Okay? That's for sure.
And I pray for everyone who is not feeling too well. And even though I do not care for him, for his craziness, I hope that the Gibson, he finds the help he needs so that he can better himself in the life, yeah?
Yeah, yes, I agree. Yes, I agree.
Kenneth, do you have a 111 caller, brother?
Yeah, I just got 111 caller. I just pressed the one key just now. Well,
I think it was.
Well, no, he didn't. He's gone away. Okay.
Oh, that is a shame. But alas.
Well. I've got. Oh, here. Wait. No, he's gone away again. Okay. Well, it keeps pressing. Okay. Oh, there we go. 111. 111. You're on the air.
I was in middle of urinating. That's why I couldn't. I was just here. Listen, I got to flush it.
Oh.
Still a good call, brother.
Chicago.
Johnny, how you doing?
Yeah. I'm okay. I'm glad I was able to catch your weekly show. I was worried I might miss it.
Oh, it's Longfeather. Hello, Longfeather.
Hi, Sven. So, do you do the Sunday show anymore, your church service?
I do it. I wasn't feeling good this weekend, so Saturday and Sunday I just stayed in bed.
What disease do you have?
I just have COPD, diabetes, okay, just the regular stuff.
Kenny, you sound like that's like a normal starter pack or something, like the normal stuff. I mean, you know, come on, brothers.
Sound like a CPT.
How's your temperature been? Has your temperature been okay?
Yeah, my temperature's been great.
Do you take it anally, Kenny? Because that's the best way to do it, brother. Get a proper reading.
No.
Hey, Kenny, do you have a CPAP?
No, I don't.
Okay. I don't have COPD, but I got sleep apnea, so... Yeah, I got a CPAP, too. I'll tell you what, if you have any problems sleeping, I don't care who you are, whether you have sleep apnea or not, you get one of them damn machines, you get the best sleep you ever had.
Really?
I've also heard they're really good at sucking you off.
Well, I've never woke up at night. I never woke up at night with my tongue hard, so I couldn't actually vouch for that one, but I've been having good dreams.
I heard that from from that queer sounding gentleman who's on the line.
Does it not mean for the what they call it, the morning wood?
Well, you say then you know that's I don't know, a CPAP doesn't suck, it blows.
Oh. Thanks a lot, Alfonso. You told me wrong.
Don't go out and waste $1,000.
I'm sorry, darling. Sometimes I get very excited and I go by sensations. I don't go by facts. If I were to go by facts, then I would feel like nothing more than a short little fat faggot. But I'm not. I am gay royalty.
But wait a minute, Alfonso. Maybe you've modified it to where it can give you the sock, yeah?
Sven, you be quiet while Gabe Royalty's talking, darling. Come on, you know better than this.
Speaking of Tony Farrar, how's Tony Farrar?
My apologies.
Oh, would you shut up, please? How's Tony Farrar? That reminds me of Tony.
Hey, he's doing okay.
Gabe Royalty?
He's
gotta work
doing
what he can.
I bet you Beanie would love this joke. What would you call a Mexican homosexual? Well, you'd call them a homo sexican. Nom nom nom.
Kenny?
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how close are you and Tony?
How close are me and Tony? Okay, well, I would go with 10.
Hey, Alfonso, what do you call Joe in a 3-piece suit?
I don't know, darling. It's a 3-piece of lard. I have no idea. What is it?
Defendant.
Oh,
that is very clever.
Well, why don't you hit Joe Gibson on a bike?
I don't know, darling.
Because it's your bike.
I was going to say he was too fat to ride one.
It's a tricycle, man.
306 pounds.
The sheet would be stuck up his ass, y'all.
He likes them big, long banana seats from the 70s.
I once lost my virginity on one of those seats. I was riding my bike. I hit a little tiny molehill, but I made a mountain of it after my bike went up my ass. And there went my virginity. There it went.
What you call Joey the pipe, eh?
Is that caller Tony Farrar?
Call it a Joe Blow, ho.
Joe Blow.
What do you call Joey Lane in the road?
I'm not Tony Furtado. Tony's a lovely person. I'm Alfonso, darling. You know this, Johnny. We were just exchanging nude pictures about 25 minutes ago.
Well, that was Pecker Smoke. The Latin Kings. Is the Latin Kings sent Joe to go blow up a car, and he burnt his damn lips on the muffler.
Alfonso, as you know, Ken is a gay man with erectile dysfunction. Is there any advice you could give him to fix that problem?
Darling, I absolutely have the greatest advice in the world. You know, when I once had erectile dysfunction, it was because I was looking at Joseph Gibson, and he was, as I could say, less than appetizing. Now, Kenneth, are you looking at something less than appetizing? Because if you are, I suggest surrounding yourself around a bunch of phallic-shaped objects, like pepperonis, like cucumbers, like a Johnny Longfeather action figure. The feathers tickle you, don't you know? I would suggest arousing yourself around stuff like that. And then maybe, with a glimmer of hope, your mighty penis will jump up in the air and say, hello, good evening, where's the tea party?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Kenny, are you going to try advice out? I mean, wouldn't hurt anything, you know?
Hey, Pastor Kid, isn't the reason why you have erectile dysfunction and all that stuff is because you had a lot of piercings?
No, that had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, because you had, like, big old piercings, eh? That's what you say.
Yeah, I did. I did have some. Okay, no longer. Okay, that was, I've taken them out over 15 years ago. Okay.
That's probably your cause, eh?
No. I don't know, it's a side effect of diabetes.
Ah, okay.
Is that Kermit the Frog or Clay Douglas on the other line? I don't know. Anyway, darling, I need to go. I want to leave everybody in a prayer. Kenneth, would you mind if I left everyone in a prayer?
Go ahead there, Alfonso.
Thank you, darling. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you, darling. Here we go. This is my first online prayer. Okay, we all gather here today on Pastor Kenneth's show as we raise our heads and we raise our other heads. Sorry, God, I didn't mean to say it like that. Oh, my God. We want to remember. Amen. We want to remember that when it feels like your balls are being cupped and cuffed by something strong, that's the devil's hand. And if you allow this to happen, not only will you be uncomfortable and will it hurt your stomach and all your bottom parts, it'll drag you right down to hell. And you don't want to be dragged down to hell by your balls because it's going to burn and it's very uncomfortable. Hashtag Jesus take the wheel. Hashtag Jesus take the ball. Amen. Amen. Good night.
Oh.
Goodbye, Alfonso. God bless you.
Beautiful, Alfonso.
Amen.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, is overtime up?
Oh, hello everybody on here. Okay, Ashley says hi.
Oh, hello, Ashley.
She usually does.
Oh, that's what she says all the time. Amen.
Hi.
Short and sweet.
Okay. Oh. Well, we went into overtime. Oh. Okay, I'm going to sit there and say good night, everybody. My phone is getting ready to die. Okay, so.
Oh,
yes.
All right.
God bless you all.
Oh, yes.
Hey, I think there's still like 15 minutes left on the show, isn't there?
Huh?
Isn't there like 15 minutes left on the show?
Yeah, I know, but my phone's getting ready to die. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Well, best wishes to everyone.
God. Oh yeah.
Thank you,
Joey. Touch me, Joey. Oh yeah.
Holy mackerel. Okay. Well, God bless you guys. Have a wonderful night. See you tomorrow night.
Great.
Have a good night. Thank you for
smiling. Smile came on your face, Joey.
Kenny, hop on this floor later, okay?
Call Joey in a dress. Princess.
Joey, I'm sorry I came on your face.
You all have a good night, yeah?
Ciao, ciao.
Yeah, use juice, man.
Have a good night. Don't let the bed bugs bite.